Love hey, and God bless
you. And I praise the Lord for you. I thank God for another day's journey. I thank God for what he's doing on the inside that is manifesting on the outside. I thank God because without God, we are nothing. We can't do anything or say anything or even be without the Lord being in our lives. Even though you may not be saved, even though you may not believe in the Lord Jesus, he is still Lord. He is God, he is King of kings, Lord of lords, and he's worthy to be praised. So we thank and praise God. We honor God on this evening, for he has made all things possible. We thank him for the good, the bad, the happy, and the sad. We thank him because we want to be able to heal, forgive, live, and move forward. Glory be to God. We want to thank him because in all thy getting, the Lord says to get an understanding. Understand what it is that makes us tick. Understand that makes us think. Understand what makes our emotions. Understand when we're so sensitive sometimes. Understand when we're so overprotective or overzealous or over bossy, or I got 20,000 views and you might not even have a 5 followers. You got to know beyond the shadow of a doubt who you are and whose you are in Christ Jesus. For God says that he is the King of kings. He is Lord of lords, and that he is worthy to be praised. And we got to get this thing, saints, before it's too late. We got to understand the difference between knowing and not knowing. We got to understand the difference between is this God or is this my flesh? Because a lot of times we get it twisted thinking that it's God, and it's just our flesh. So God, create in us a clean heart. Renew within us a right spirit. Help us to realize that you are God and there's none like unto you, Lord. Continue to strengthen us for such a time as this. Walk with us and talk with us and keep us as the apple of your eye. Hide us under the shadow of your almighty wing. Strengthen us for such a time as this. We thank you, God, because in all thy getting, you said to get an understanding. Help us even when we fall out with family members and loved ones near and far. Friends that we haven't seen in 20, 30, and 40 years. There's nothing like forgiveness. I mean true, unadulterated forgiveness. God, forgive me for our sin. And I've come short of the glory of God. Help me to get this thing called life. God, I just want to thank you because you said that you're amazing and awesome and wonderful. You said that you are the King of kings and the Lord of lords. You said we must choose whom we will serve today, and I choose to serve God. I want to give honor to the Lord Jesus on this scene. I want to give honor to God and the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit that resides on the inside, resonates on the outside. I want to thank God because I thank God for the Holy Ghost will check me before my flesh will wreck me. I want to thank God because he's given us total understanding of the scriptures if we need it in the Amplified, the NIV, the New King James Version. And we thank God especially for the Old King James Version, no matter who wrote it. We thank God for it because it didn't have to be so. But we thank God that it is, and we bless God for that today. We thank God for our help on today. We thank God for being in the place of sunshine and rain. We thank him for strength and pain. We thank him for the good, the bad, the happy, and the sad. We thank him because without him, we're nothing. We thank you for woman to woman, man to man, boy to girl. Feel free to call in and listen. Feel free to ask questions if you choose to do so. Because we want you to know that you are welcome. As the song says, welcome into this place. Welcome into this broken vessel. Because we desire for him to abide in the presence of your people. Can you imagine? I never forget the great elder Earl Cannon, good God Almighty from Zion, came to the Temple Church of God in Christ in Rockingham, North Carolina. It was on a Tuesday or a Friday night, I believe. And he's not a long-winded man. When he hear from God, good God Almighty from Zion. And God spoke. And when we heard it, my God, it was like one accord, and it was like thunder. And the whole church shifted the apostolic atmosphere. We went up under the unction of the Holy Ghost. And he didn't have to say another word. Do you know that man left there? I was amazed and marveled at the shifting because we came for an expectation. We didn't come for not without exhortation. But we came to hear what thus saith the Lord. And I just want to tell you, God is able. God is worthy. God is good to us. I'm so sorry that I'm not able to get live on tonight. Maybe I can get my daughter to pull it up for me so that I can still come on for those that who may want to hear me on live. But at the end of the day, I thank God for Jesus, and I thank God for his mercy and his grace. I thank God because he didn't have to do it, but I'm so glad that he did. I thank God because he's amazing and he's awesome and he's wonderful. He is the good God. He's been with us down through the years. And since he's been with us, he said that he'd never leave us nor forsake us. And I'm amazed and marvel just at God doing what he is doing. Because he's doing an awesome thing. I never forget my son and I were coming Saturday from my job, and it was pouring down rain. But by the time we got to Rockingham, North Carolina, the sun was shining. No rain, not even a drop had touched. I said, ain't God bad? I had to look at him and say, because, you know, he does not proclaim salvation, but he understands who owns this nation. So I praise God for that, and I praise God for his anointing. And I thank God for I'm in a place of excellence on today. I thank God because without him, I am nothing. I thank him for the birds, the bees, the flowers, and the trees. I thank him for making me to be who I am. I thank him because in all that getting, he said to get an understanding. And that's what we lack more than anything. I never forget, I talked with the pastor. I said, there's something bothering me. And it's been warring in my spirit for 2 years, and I've got to get the understanding. I said, the other people were allowed to say what they wanted to say and do what they wanted to see, not knowing that they were putting me in jeopardy and endangering me. But at the end of the day, you know, there's some things are better left unsaid. But when I got permission from God himself that I could go forward, hallelujah, I told God, now is the time. Saw the proper person in the proper place. I was able to do what thus saith the Lord. Hallelujah. And God, I just want to say thank you. I thank you because I was able to do it decent and in order, and they had my full attention. And you can tell when someone cares about you because she began to listen to every word that I had to say. And I bless God for that because I couldn't have done it without that person listening to my every word. And it wasn't nothing to belittle or down. I just wanted to understand what, when, and why. Even the enemy on that same day, no, the next week on a Friday, brought the enemy who spread it, that gossip like wildfire, who spread it confidentiality and took it upon themselves to tell information they were never, ever to tell. And when they saw me, because I could never see them, they wouldn't even step foot out the car. But I had no need. I was good. I said, Lord, I thank you. We're good. We are so good. I said, because in hell, you're going to lift your eyes because you want to give an account of what you did to me and told that other person misinformation, but you didn't tell everything. You got to know one thing about life. Any dog that'll carry a bone will bring a bone. And that came from my mother and many of yours, many relatives. But we're not concerned about that tonight. You know what we're concerned about? Souls. It's about souls. Don't be so high and mighty that you can't get a word. Don't be so uppity. Don't live above your means. I'm not saying live beneath your means, but live within your means. So you're not in a lot of financial debt. So you're not in a lot of spiritual woe. So that when they call on you, your spirit is free so that you can give them what thus saith the Lord. And you don't have a lot of baggage. I'll never forget a woman told me in social media, she said, now you're supposed to be saved. And remember you had a life when you were on drugs. And the devil, you know how the devil's busy. And I said, no, devil, you will not have the victory. But I wrote her back. Good God Almighty, it was her and someone else. And they were just tit for tat, tit for tat. And when I told them jokes, I said, you left out a part about a first degree attempted murder. And I said, and everybody would like to kill something because you kill a pet, you kill an animal every day. I said, but honey, I'm going to kill you with kindness. And I ain't going to be like the woman, Lord, where the bear. I'm going to say, God, you do what you do because it's in your hands. And I'm casting my cares upon you. I'm not even going to sweat about it. I'm not going to worry about it. And do you know within 6 months, God has took that which is evil and he turned it around for my good. And now things are so, I have to look sometimes. And look at this. God, you bad. And he said that he will make your enemies your footstool. But he doesn't do it for proud folks. He doesn't do it for liars and adulterers and fornicators. You might think you're winning the victory right then and right there. But at the end of the day, God still has the last say. And I bless the Lord, and I thank him for being God. I thank him because God is not a belligerent or a derogative God. When you get to acting foolish and silly, saying because I've got a Mercedes, I've got a Maserati, I've got a Bentley. Honey, I got a Volkswagen, and it rides, and it's mine, and it's got good old air conditioning. And I'll pull up beside the Mercedes or the Maserati. I'll pull up beside the Bentley. I'll pull up beside the Rolls Royce. Good God Almighty from Zion. and I'm feeling kind of nice because you had to go through something. Your maintenance, my maintenance is a little of nothing. Because it is an older vehicle, it may be hard to find the parts, but I'm still right. I don't need to see what's in your garage. I don't need to see what's in your backyard. I don't need to see what's on your side porch. I need to know how many souls have you won to Christ. I need to know that. Can I get that? Amen. And I need to know beyond the shadow of a doubt that God will do just what he say he will if I just hold on a little while longer. He's bringing families back together, families we've been praying for 10 and 20, 30, 40, and 50 years. We've been praying for them last month and the month before. God said, I will lift up a standard for those that are called by my name. If we'll just humble ourselves and repent, Lord, not my will, but thy will be done. Not my word, but your word. Not my way, but have your way. Let me step aside, God, so you can do what you do best. Because when you do it, good God Almighty, from Zion, it is a done deal. Take me and use me for your glory, God. Take my heart, my mind, my soul, God. You're the keeper of them that truly want to diligently be kept. And God knows I want to be kept in these last and evil days. While the evil days come now, strengthen me and give me another way out, God. Help me to realize that it is you that have made me and not me myself. Help me to realize that you know the activity of my limbs. You gave me the blood running warm in my veins. You know the very hairs on my head. And without you, I am nothing but mortal clay. Without you, I am nothing but dust and wind. Without you, I cannot make it. Help me to get this thing called Jesus. How many of you have asked God, what's going on? What's going wrong? Why, Lord? Why me? Why not you? I used to ask it all the time, why is my life an open book? Because I'm humble and contrite and I'm willing to tell it. I have some issues and plagues and things that I need to discuss. I have some diseases that I need to cast out. But guess what? That God needs to cast out of me. But guess what? I'm going to wait on him because I know he can do anything but fair. He's a good God. He's an amazing God. He's an awesome God. And he is worthy to be praised. And I just want to say thank you, kind master. Thank you for what you're doing on the inside that's working and resonating. I thank you because he did not have to do it. But I'm so glad he did. I'm so, so glad. I'm so glad that he woke me up in my right mind with my mind stayed on it. I got a little confused, so I said, Lord, where am I? I said, that's where I spend the night with my child. Lord, I thank you. And I'm thank you that I'm able to visit. I'm thank you that I can come whenever I want and do what thus saith the Lord. Because without him, we can't do, you can't breathe without him. Man does not even have anything but a ventilator that will help you to breathe. To help you, hallelujah, machines and materials to help you swallow, to help you to pass the necessary things to go through your organs. But you got to know that God will do anything according to his riches and glory. But what have you done for God lately that he should do anything? What? My recording won't let me go live, but I thank and praise God that I'm still able to talk to you, the audience, out in the land today, because we are the land of the free. We're supposed to be celebrating tomorrow, but honey, we've been free, because whosoever the Son sets free is free indeed. And I don't mean to take it out of context, because some of us are still enslaved. Some woman, some man, some boy, some girl are still going through domesticated violence. They're still being threatened by themselves, by their very own lives, where they don't know whether I want to live or I want to die. I want to take my life or I want to keep my life. But your life is not your own. To God you belong. But you, God was so wonderful and so kind and so merciful, so grateful to us that he gave us the opportunity. Yes, he did. He gave us a wonderful opportunity to choose you this day whom you will serve. Will you serve man or mammal? Glory be to God. That's a good God. Will you be hot or cold? Because if you're lukewarm, he said, I'll spew you out of my mouth. So we got to stop being so proud about, I've got this, look what I got. He ain't nobody got time for hot scotch. And I've been off the playground. I go on the playground sometimes in the park with my children. But I ain't got time to sit idle and wait on this. That, no, ma'am. You better work while it's day, because when the night comes, no man can work. Glory be to God. So, God, we just want to say thank you today, because without you, we are nothing. Stop thinking and glorifying man. Well, Pastor so-and-so and prophet this and bishop this and missionary this and evangelist this. Honey, they're just servants. Serve God. Have you asked when was the last time you cleaned the church? When is the last time you went and visited the sick and the shut-in? When is the last time you went to see about the widows? Can anybody understand that? Glory be to God. When is the last time you took the time and the opportunity to say, I am who God said that I am? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. When is the last time that you made God first and foremost in your life? Glory be to God. I just want God to give me what is mine, what I'm deserving of. Am I deserving of the invocation? Am I deserving of a raise? Because we know that God gives promotion and increase. When is the last time I said the Lord's Prayer? When is the last time I did the 23rd Psalm? Because he is our shepherd, and we shall not want. We are sheep, slaughtered all the day long. And you have wolves in sheep clothing that are killing us every day with their tongue. Woe, but it is a little member. But it strikes big and strong. It has killed you all the day long, and you're just a walking court where they have destroyed you in a conversation or a conversation you wasn't supposed to hear. But the Bible tells me that I shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. And I've got to live, saints. I choose to live. In the midst of the storm, I am going to live. Because I need him like I never needed it before. I know that God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can ask for. And all that we're asking for is more grace to run the race. God, can I just get a little bit further? God, can you just help me out of my finances? How many times have you gone to God correctly and said, Lord, this is what I need. I want to be like the widow in the mite. She gave more than the Pharisee. She only had one mite. And they'll say, look what I've given to God. And I'm giving to God. And that's what people who are proud think. I'm so sick and tired of hearing about your material thing, this and that. And then some of you have the gall of death. If my son or my husband sell drugs, if my daughter sells drugs, I'm not going to do this or that. I ain't going to say, honey, I'm going to take them tithes and offerings and use them for what God says. So I'm going to pray for that person. You want you to be an entrepreneur. God wants you to be an entrepreneur, but he wants you to do it legal and bound and decent and in order. And in the meantime, I'll continue to pray and faint not. I'm not going to judge you because the Bible says, judge ye not, for ye shall be judged. I wouldn't take it. I wouldn't do it. Who are you? If we could go in your closet and get some of the skeletons out, it would even scare you. Because most of them you have forgotten about. Most of them you don't even want to talk about. The illegitimate child, the abortions, the attempted murder, all them cuts on your arm from trying to commit suicide. Come on, somebody. All those pills that you took and you didn't die. When you took that last in the crack and you did not die. Glory be to God. It's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not my mother, not my father, but it's me. Help me to get this thing, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Stretch forth your hand and save me, God. I need you, Lord. I'm doing real bad. I can't make it without you. I need you like I never needed you before because you're God. And there's nothing, no one, nobody, nowhere, good God Almighty, can do the things you do. Because when you do it, my God, it is a done deal. Signed, sealed, and delivered. And when you go before God, okay, God, I get this. I'm going to work this out. That's what proud people do. And then when they get themselves in a jam in a mess, oh, I'm sorry, God. Can you help me? Can you help me? Yes. He's up there saying, look at this child, winking in your ignorance. I told you I was never leaving nor forsake you. I told you, honey, I got you. I'm a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. I've got you. And then they even want to correct you, even in prayer. When you tell them, well, I've got this going on and that, so help me. I thank you for correcting me. And I'm appreciative of it. But some things are better left unsaid. Ooh, child, did you hear what she said? She misquoted the scripture. And so what? Have you never not quoted the scripture wrong? You got a whole Bible, 66 books of the Bible. Can you pronounce them all? Can you go from Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Jeremiah, Ruth, 1st and 2nd Samuel, 1st and 7th Kings, 1st and 2nd, can you continue on? Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts. Can you do that? Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, Thessalonians. Come on, 1st and 2nd Thessalonians. Trying to be so judgmental and do what you need to do for you. It is because of his mercy that we're not consumed. He could have let it rain today, and he did. He can do the same thing to me. He wants to nourish this world. Oh, Lord, we got a little flood. I hate when the customers come into the stores or that somebody always, did you not learn anything from these 2 years? Apparently not. You couldn't have. or every time you will come in happy, 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 and joy. Lord, I thank you. You brought us up and you brought us out. You brought us through. And yet some did lose loved ones. But you are still here. And you get to carry on, but not in vain. You get to live. They get to live through you now. So you got to live a life that's pleasing in the sight of the Lord. Glory be to God. You got to tell them it is for God I live and for God I die. No matter what the enemy says, when the enemy comes in like a flood, I know a man that can do anything but fail, and his name is still Jesus. He said he would never leave me nor forsake me. He is the lily of the valley. He is the bright and morning star. And because of his grace and his mercy, come on, somebody. You got to know who he is. You got to know who you are and who you are in Christ Jesus. Is my living in vain? When the clock sister said that they didn't know it would come back at them, is your living in vain? Do you going to make a movie about half truth? And you know you got a scorned relative out there that can tell the whole truth? You better tell the truth. She wasn't the only one out there getting pregnant. There was others out there doing this, that, and the other. You just was able to hide it. Glory be to God. So, God, we thank you for your mercy and your grace today. We thank you for the lily today. We thank you for the flowers. We thank you that we're here to celebrate a holiday. We thank you that we're able to walk outside without masks on again. But we have reminders. Every time somebody comes into your presence or a vicinity where you are, and they got, it reminds me of those 2 years ago. Every time I see someone sanitizing, it reminds me, glory be to God, that he left us here for such a time as this. And to God be the glory. I'm thanking God every time I think about the spring that my mother received in April. And God said, don't worry, don't hesitate. Because he knows that I'm a faithful. He knows that without him, I can't make it. I can't do it. He already knows that I am going to, hey, God said to tell y'all that it's a strong spring, almost like a hairline fracture. But she did not break her ankle or her foot. And the report, whose report do you believe? That of the Lord? That of the doctor, that of the enemy, that of the weak-minded, that of the old, because they the prophet. You know, they know, girl, they know. No, you believe the report of the, you listen to the report of the doctor, then you go to God. This is what they're saying, God, and I believe you. When I found out I had the benign brain tumor, God said, what do you want it to be? And I looked at that to make sure I ain't saying, I'm right. I want benign, God. Because they were so downhearted and downtrodden, the nurses and all of them. I'm like, what? He's the doctor. I said, the devil is a lie. And I said, you do what you do, and I'm going to do what I'm going to do. I'm going to be under your instructions to get the radiation. I said, thank God I don't have to have chemo. And I believe it was 25 treatments in 5 days. I drove the first 2 days from Lauenberg to Charlotte. And so my daughter was like, Mama, where you been? We've been waiting on you. I didn't want to be a burden to anyone. And we wasn't in the best of mother and daughter situations, and we wasn't really getting along. So I didn't want to be a hindrance. But after that second day of radiation, I can't do this no more. And I never forget, it was right there at Thanksgiving. And they was wanting me to get up and help cook. And I was so tired in my body. And it was the last day, it was the day before Thanksgiving in 22. And I was like, I don't know about this guy. I just don't know. But 2 years later, you can barely tell my hair came out. Glory be to God. You can barely tell that anything happened to me. My stomach expanded a little, and I said, God, you can put it in another part, but I'll take it because I'm here. And then I began to hear stories and horror stories, and my son had a friend that was incarcerated who had the same tumor I had, but his was causing blindness and was growing at rapid speed, benign. Of course, tried to inflict pain upon me and inflict fear upon me, but that didn't happen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. But then I told God, God, this cannot be. This cannot be. And I went to the doctor. I said, what's going on? I had to have another MRI. And them MRIs ain't nothing to play with. Boom, bang, bang, bang. It's a lot of noise. And it's gotten so bad now, I don't even want to close the MRI. Open that. Can I have an open MRI, please? And I told God, I said, God, not my will, but thy will be done. Because this right here is a lot for me to intake. Because what I was going through, and I'm seeing people dying, people having malignant, which is the cancerous brain tumor. And I asked God, I said, does this turn to cancer? He said, no. He said, but it can grow. It caused impaired vision. It caused memory loss. It causes me to forget. It causes stuttering. But I will not have dementia, Alzheimer's. They cannot live in my life. No, ma'am. I shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So I thank God for his grace and his mercy. I thank it because he did not have to do it, but I'm so glad that he did. I'm so glad that he made a way for me to get it. I may have, like, sometimes even my leg may give out sometimes. You know, I have a headache for 30 days, and I thank God for 60 days, and I haven't really had one every day. Do you know what it's like? You can't really drive at night. You have excruciating pains in your ears ringing and stuff, things of that magnitude. But I have yet to have people that I thought loved me to even inquire, how you doing today, girl? How's everything going all right? Yes. Glory be to you. Just ask sometimes. That encourages the person. Well, I believe they might care. You have to encourage yourself as well as others. I encourage them. I said, girl, you're a bad member. You're a pretty little black thing. I said, you little chocolate person. You so pretty. Yes, and I'm wonderfully creative because I'm made from the master blessing. His name is still Jesus. He is bad, bold, and delicious. And he's a diverse God. He's not a prejudiced or a racist God. And that's why I believe when we get to heaven, for white people, he'll be white. For black people, he'll be black. For Indians, he'll be Indians. For Mexicans, he'll be Mexicans. Puerto Rican, and so on, and so on, and so on. And that's what we'll see in our eyes. Because I never hear people really say that when he comes back. But I'm thanking God that because I know who I am in Christ Jesus, I can move on a little bit further. And I do apologize that no one can really call in and make suggestions or do comments or anything like that tonight. But like I said, I'm not home. And I thank God for travel and mercy. I'm gearing to leave shortly. But at the end of the day, you got to put those proud and proper spirits down. That spirit of pride will send you straight to hell. There was a preacher on about 2 days ago said that he had more authority than God. Girl, I wasn't even in the thing. And I'm back and I said, ooh. And that's what we have gotten is what I did. Look what I did. God didn't do it. You're a preacher. You're an evangelist. You're a minister. You're an elder. You're an apostle. You're an overseer. You're a bishop. Never get above your authority. Never take people's kindness for a weakness. People are killing. People are still going in church killing. People are still going about doing drive-by. Come on, somebody. Two young men in our neighborhood just lost their lives. And I took full accountability and responsibility. I said, God, when was the last time that I played for young people? I said, it's been almost a month. God, forgive me. Heal me. Help me to heal, forgive, live, and move forward. And we hear it on the news all the time. But in our little community, it had just settled down. Killed two cousins. That wasn't the person. That was a spirit. That's why you got to try the spirit, by the spirit, to know that they have God. We don't know what that baby did or what they did to him for him to be in a situation like he is. We just know that they're going into judgment. Did I say anything to them, God? And people are devastated. The community is devastated. And, of course, people are angry. They want to do this, that, and the other. But you cannot. Glory be to God. And I will be back on later on tonight. And I'm going to go live because we got to talk about this. Let's talk about it. Woman to woman, man to man, and boy to girl. And before I leave, I've got 2 minutes, and I'm going to pray this prayer. God, we ask for forgiveness right now, Lord Jesus. We're asking you to come into the lives of the young people, saved and unsaved, God. Give them, those that are not saved, a mind to be saved. Give those that are saved more holy boldness. Because see, our young people are being ridiculed. Our young people are being ostracized. Our young people say, girl, you ain't got to get saved now. Our old people are telling them, girl, you ain't got to do all that. They don't say that. Because they're jealous of the anointing that you possess. But you got to tell them, for God I live and for God I die. Without God I am nothing. There's nothing will separate me from the love of God. Not even my children. And sometimes they get on me, they get on me heavy, God. But I want to thank you for them, God. I know who I am and I know whose I am. I thank you for my grandkids. I thank you for the great grands that I may not be able to see. I thank you for the nieces, the nephews, the cousins, the in-laws, the outlaws, that they will turn themselves in and turn themselves around. I thank you for those in the halfway houses. I thank you for those in the prison. I thank you for those that are crippled, those that are disabled, God, that you will give them another chance. You will give them an opportunity, God, to know who you really are.
those with hung down heads, those that are oppressed and depressed, that you will lift up a standard for those that are called by your name. All you got to do is call on that great and mighty name. I didn't hear you. I didn't hear you. Didn't come, God. They took him, and I was there all the time. He said, I never leave you nor forsake you. Glory be to God. So you got to know beyond the shadow of a doubt. Glory be to God. God is a man that is not a man that he should lie. We got to trust him when we can't trace him. So, God, we ask you now to come to the families that are mourning and grieving. Come to those that did this awful thing and let them know he still has the opportunity to be saved. Because we cannot judge anyone. The Bible says, judge ye not, for ye shall be judged. Father God, we pray now that your Holy Spirit will rest, rule, and abide for those coming back off of the vacation, leisure, those that are on business trip, that they will make it to their destination so that they can see their destiny. God, we thank you because you are good to us, even when we're not good to ourselves. We ask you, to God, to deliver us from the crown of our head to the very soles of our feet. Make ways out of no way. We thank you, God, that our children were able to move from home. They were able to come out of shelter. They were able to come out of destitute and homelessness. Some of us don't even know where our children even are, but God, you do a children on the news. You've not seen them in a year and 3 years and 5 years and 10 years. Let them walk to the door and say, Mama, I'm home. But let them walk in their right mind. Many have come home schizophrenic. Many have come home bipolar. Many have come home in a state of confusion. Hallelujah. Not even know that they're even in the world. But God, help us to love again. God, we need to know that you will heal us and that we need to forgive ourselves. You will forgive us so that we can heal, live, forgive, and move forward. Families, we've got to get this thing right. You can't say what you want to say to one member, then they're not able to say anything back. Glory be to God. What kind of world are we living in? We're living in an evil world. But saints of the Most High, we ain't seen nothing yet. You ain't seen nothing. You living the good right now while the evil days are now, which means they on their way. You were able to open your eyes and to go in the room and see your children and your grandchildren. You were able to get up with the activity of your limbs. I never forget one of the brothers that's on the prayer line saying his bed sore was causing all the pain in his body and that it was in pain every day. But God, we beseech you that you will heal the bed sore for those that are in the convalescent and the nursing home, that you will heal them, both body, mind, and soul, according to their faith, because faith without works is dead. And God, let them have faith as a mustard seed to move that mountain of a bed sore. Let her know that she can get up and walk again. Let our neighbors, God, be who you say they are, God. Let the black live with the white and the Asian with the Puerto Rican and the Latino with the Indian. And we all lift up the name of the Lord. Even the more, God, don't let us be so heavenly bound that we're no earthly good, but let us be so earthly good that we will be heavenly bound, God. Walk with us and talk with us and strengthen us for such a time as this. Make ways out of nowhere. You get promotion and increase, so you do what you do best, God. Because when you do it, no man can move. Every door that's been shut, God, open it again. Every door that's been opened, God, shut it again. Help them to stop bringing up our past. Because only what you do for Christ will last. And we want it to last a generation to generation. Break every generation of curse. Break every demonic force. Break every witchcraft and war like this modern day meditation. I got to look at the stone today. What stone? When he rolled the stone back, hallelujah, he said, I got the keys from hell in my hand. And in 3 days he rose. He was such a good God that the rich man gave him his own grave site. He said, let me give this to you, God. And God had to let it, I just need to borrow. I'm not even going to stay in it forever. I'm going to give it that to you. He said, I'm going to take the linen that they buried me in, and I'm going to nicely have the angels, or either I'm going to fold it up to let them know that I was here, but I am no longer. I rose so that you might live, because living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Rising, he justified and freed me forever. One day he's coming. He's coming back again. One day he's coming back again. You got to get this thing living. He loved me. Dying, he saved me. Buried, he carried all my sins away. But rising, he justified and freed me forever. And one day he's coming back. He's coming back again. And he's calling all and waiting on none. Oh, well, I've been hearing this ever since I was a little girl. I'm 90. And he's calling all and waiting on none. And guess what? Jesus is coming back for his saints every day. Every now and then you can look into the sky and you can see the glory train. I never forget me and my sister were coming from Raleigh, North Carolina, and we kept seeing people waving, and I'm like, come in, are they waving at us? I said, they have to look, and look, she's driving down the road on a busy bypass. And we looking in the sky, never moved a car yet, I'm almost thinking, thank you for divine protection, because in our ignorance, we wasn't trying to look at the road, but we were marveled and amazed at what we were seeing. And then we saw these two big angels, good God Almighty, from Zion, on each side of the train, and the saints was waving, bye-bye, good God Almighty, see you later, hallelujah, glory be to God. And when we got back to church, we were so on fire. Ooh, girl, we was thirsty. Lord, feed me till I want no more. Got up and gave our testimony, to give yours first. Did I give my, I don't know about my handle, because we was on fire, and it was actually time for us to leave from where we were. Had been there 50 long years, stagnated, dormated, saved, sanctified, baptized, and filled with the Holy Ghost on my way to hell with my eyes wide open. But when God delivered me that day and gave me that vision, gave us, it just was phenomenal. I'm like, did you see what I finished? She said, one, two, she began to count them. And it was a train. And it was a glory. It was just going up and up and up and up. And it took me back to when I was a little girl at a funeral, at my step-grandmother's funeral. And the mother died, one of the mothers that was a flower girl. And I never forget that was James Henry Turner. He said, if you don't believe God, if you got any, and the good part about it, they had a medical person there. They had a real nurse and a mortician, and they all pronounced her dead. There was no life. There was nothing. She was a very light-skinned woman, and her color began to change. And I wanted to say that I was 16 years old. I said, I want to see this miracle, because I had already seen signs, miracles, and wonders. And I said, now you got to go with the family to the burial ground. When I got back, when I tell you that church, I'm busting loose. That church had busted loose at the seams. They were magnifying, praising God, because she had come back. And you know what her first word was? Why did you bring me back? I was floating through the clouds, and it was so beautiful. And she gave that testimony and lived for another, I know, 20 years. And she had to be in her 70s then, because if I'm not mistaken, she died in her 80s. I said, God, you bad. Don't tell me God can't do anything. God can do anything but fail. He's an everlasting to everlasting, but we got to believe to receive that he is. My time is up, and it's time for you to go on and do what you got to do. Fix your dinner, check on your loved ones, whatever it is. Do what you need to do for God. It's time for us to hear about souls being saved, backsliders coming back. I want to be a revived. Revive me, God, from the crown of my head to the very soul. We pray now, God, that souls will be saved this month. And I know they were saved last month in the revival. I know they were saved. I want to hear and see it. I want to taste it, touch it, and feel it in a way. I don't want my living to be in vain. I don't want my praying and my testimony to be in vain. I don't want to live a life that is not pleasing in the sight of God, but I want to lift up holy hands, and I want to hear him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Carolyn Lee McCullough Williams, Gilchrist Bell Crouch, you've been faithful over a few things. I'm going to make you ruler over many. Live a life so God will give you longevity on this earth. But be humble and contrite and be wise and well-doing. Pride will get you killed. A man, God hates a man that sheds innocent blood. My God, my God. Do what you have to do, because only what you do for Christ will last. Pray for your children. Don't give up on them. I don't care what the doctor says or what the enemy says. I know a man from Galilee. If you call on Jesus, he will set you free. Have a great day until the third or the fifth Monday night. I will be on again, on woman to woman, man to man, boy to girl. And remember that I love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. Just love me back. Critique me. Tell me. Analyze me. Let me know. Scold me. Hey, get it right. Da 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 this. Love on me. Trust in the Lord. Lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways, and God knows he will direct your path. Don't belittle the men and women of God. Don't curse around them. Don't smoke around them. Don't let them know you are the light and the salt of the earth, and the salt without its flavor is nothing. We belong to God, saints. Stop folding. Stop being cowards. Stop letting people get away with this, that, or rebuke them. But know how to do it decent and in order, daughter. We don't do that in my house, son. I don't do this. Whether you're living with them or they're living with you, respect is still respect. Because if they can respect that man in that black robe, which is usually not the color of you, they can respect you and the God that's on the inside you. A lot of children have gone on, a lot of adults, old people. Because, see, God has angels that they're writing everything that we're saying and we're doing. And when it's time for you to be called home, you're going home. Whether it's good, bad, happy, son, you got to go. I've heard many times people say, I'm not ready, I'm not ready, I'm not ready. I don't want to go now. Hallelujah. But be also ready and live a life where when you open your eyes, you can open your eyes to the beautifulness and the holiness and the righteousness of God. Not into eternal damnation, not to worms eating at your skin, not to hell and brimstone, not to gnashing of teeth. You know you're going to see your enemies in hell. Yeah, there's going to be some pretty good people there. There's going to be some preachers, some elders, some bishops. Yeah, they're going to be in hell. Uh-huh. Let your life speak for you. I'm telling you, don't get it twisted. Because whatever you did here, it's already being recorded, and it's going to be like a video going to be played back on you. And you're going to be like, what? I don't want to hear God say, depart from me, I never knew you. But God, this person was saved because of me, and I helped this person do this, and I did the blanket ministry, and da-da-da-da. Depart, get her. I'm like, God, please forgive me. Help me to live a life that I can live, die, to live again in eternal peace. Because we all get to go to heaven. Because when we all get to heaven, what a wonderful day that will be. Because when we all see Jesus, we will sing and shout victory. Are you going to be able to shout victory? Glory to God. Are you going to be shouting vehemently, help, help, help? Don't be like Lazarus and the rich man. If he could, the rich man sat, ate, drank, and was married. And if by midnight he was dead, wouldn't give Lazarus. Lazarus sit at the gate, hungry. And I don't know if he had sores or not. Lazarus went to heaven. The rich man had all this stuff, all these fine treasures, all the temples that you could think of. And I'm paraphrasing that. And all, he was a billionaire like Mr. Michael Jordan, someone I do not like because of how he treats children in Charlotte last year. I sure don't. But I love him, and I pray for his soul that he'll get it right. But the rich man had everything you could possibly ask for. Probably his finest silverware, the finest linen, the most beautiful rings on his finger, all the women he wanted in the world. But when he died in hell, he lifted his eyes. And it must have been hot down there. Because he said, Lord, Jesus, Jesus. He said, Lazarus, Lazarus. Lazarus couldn't hear him or probably could not even see him. He said, send Lazarus down here to cool my tongue, to cool him. Because he was burning up on fire. And Jesus said, honey, he said, well, let him tell my brothers, since you can't send him. And he had a bunch of brothers to tell them what's going on. I don't want them to come to this place. And that was the love right there. But it was the wrong kind of love. It was too late. That love called too late, baby. But at the end of the day, God said they had Moses and Elijah. They had Abraham and Noah. Did they listen to them? So at the end of the day, it is what it is, thanks to God. We thank you, and we pray for you, and we pay God's blessings upon our enemies, our frenemies, those that do us wrong, those that despitefully use us. You pray for them. Don't pray against them. Pray that they have long life and that will live a great life. In Jesus' name we pray. We thank you, and we thank you for listening. I pray that someone recorded it so we can go back and listen again. If not, as I first stated, I'll go back, and I'm going to try to come back on. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, God, because you did it. And I thank you for salvation, for salvation is free. Read Romans 10, 9 through 11. I love you. And I pray that you will accept this Jesus today before Independence Day. You can be free today, and you'll already be free for tomorrow. Enjoy the holiday. Bless the Lord. Be careful. Be safe. Use wisdom and understanding and knowledge. Be careful on the cell phone. Be careful around your friends and family in the water, in the lake, in the rivers, in the oceans, in the seas. Be careful on these trips near and far. Put God first. Let him be first and foremost in your life. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen. God bless and keep you, each and everyone under the sound of my voice. I love you. I adore you. And I appreciate you. God bless you.